This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 28th of July. Nottinghamshire closed on 443 for 4 in their first innings against Sussex, responding to the visitors' woeful effort of 171 and resuming on 88 for 1. They lost Ricky Vessels early to Amjad Khan. However, Michael Lum led the way and put on 90 with Samit Patel for the third wicket and 188 with James Taylor for the fourth wicket before falling for 171. Taylor continued and brought up his century during the preceding undefeated fifth wicket partnership with Adam Voges, who ended on 132 not out. Meanwhile, at Edgbaston, Chris Wokes and Jim Troughton both completed centuries, while Jeetan Patel made an aggressive 76 to help Warwickshire reach 571 before being bowled out by Surrey. The visitors, though, closed strongly on 109 for 1 in reply, to emphasise just how flat the pitch is and how difficult Warwickshire's task over the final 2 days will be. The wickets continued to fall on the second day at Chesterley Street, as Middlesex ended on 58 for 5 in pursuit of 118 to win in the fourth innings. Chris Rushworth accounted for 3 of the men to fall to follow up Graham Onions' earlier efforts, which had helped bowl Middlesex out for 185 first time around. Scott Borthwick and Callum Thorpe had shared a crucial 8th wicket partnership of 60 in Durham's second innings to haul them up to 200, as Stephen Finn and Toby Rowland-Jones shared 7 wickets for the visitors. In Division 2, Adam Lyth and Johnny Bairstow both hit centuries to take Yorkshire to stumps on 365 for 5 in their first innings, already a lead of 16 over Leicestershire, who had earlier been bowled out for 320. Pett added 197 for the fourth wicket after Nathan Booker taking 2 relative early wickets, with Bairstow falling to Book for 118 not long before the close, and Lyth ending on 159 from 297 deliveries. Kent reached stumps 1 run adrift of Hampshire's 292 on the second day in Southampton. It might have been worse for the home side had Kent fully capitalised on the start given to them by Rob Key and Sam Northeast. Both batsmen made centuries and shared an opening partnership of 252 before James Tomlinson took 3 wickets to peg them back to 291 for 5 at the close. Derbyshire enjoyed a much better second day than they had first against the touring Australians at the County Ground. Night watchman Tony Palladino made his maiden first class century, while Usman Khawaja hit 56 not out in the home side's first innings total of 269 to 3 declared. The declaration gave Australia a 93-run first innings lead, but Wayne Madsen's gamble looks to have been worth it as his bowlers reduced their rejigged batting lineup to 141 for 6 in their second by the close of play. And Somerset won a high-scoring Clydesdale Bank 40 match by 3 wickets against Glamorgan at Taunton. Chris Cook had hit an unbeaten 137 for the Welsh side after they had won the toss and chosen to bat. Peter Traeger and Steve Kirby took 3 wickets each and were the best of a home-side attack, which restricted their visitors to 259 in their 40 overs. Traeger then blazed 81 off 43 balls in Somerset's reply, while Nick Compton chipped in with 53 off 57 balls, and Lewis Gregory contributed 39 off 48 balls, as they won with more than 2 overs to spare.